I will go ahead and continue with Washington coach Chris Peterson. The Huskies are home hosting California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman with USA Today.
Chris, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. When you start with a true freshman who admittedly you really like, how much do you weigh short-term versus long-term? Or is it just who is best running the offense at the time that really dictates your decision?
I think it's more the latter. You know, we got to live in the here and now. What gives this team a chance to, you know, succeed right away? And I think that's what we've done, you know, at all positions.
Mm-hmm. Has Jake in the past month ever sort of conveyed to you the moment when he thought he had won the job?
No, I don't know. You know, again, it was kind of a tight competition all through fall camp. I mean, you know, those other two guys, they all did some really good things, and you know, Jake was probably behind the furthest. He had spring ball with us, but he's probably still behind. But the last, you know, week or so, he probably performed the best. And, you know, we really thought in the long term he would be ready for this, that he could handle it emotionally and, you know, he was going to be able to put the work in and school wouldn't overwhelm him and all those type of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Gary Klein with the LA Times.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Gary.
I just wanted to know, you know, when you took over at Washington, what is the greatest challenge when, you know, you come into a new program and is it instilling your culture? Is it instilling a new scheme? What was kind of the greatest challenge for you?
I think it's all that. It's not any one thing. It's just, you know, getting everybody on the same page. And that's really, really hard to do. In a short period of time, you know, especially when they've been doing things a different way, different schemes, whatever. And so, you know, when you're changing, and it really can be really hard on the older guys, you know, the guys that have been here for a while, because, you know, they don't know any different. And to tell you the truth, the coaches don't know any different. It's like, why wouldn't we do it this way? And they're kind of looking, why would we do it this way? It's like, what other way is there? You know, you only know your way. I think as a coach, you know there's other ways out there, but you believe in your way. And so I think it's, you know, it's a process of getting everybody on the same page with everything. You know, it doesn't matter if we're talking about academics, schemes, weight room, it's everything.
And for you, I mean, is that still in the process for you, or does that happen immediately? Does that happen after a year, after 3 or 4 years? Where are you kind of in that process?
Yeah, I think it's going to take, depending on, you know, how different it is for everybody. I think it's a 24-month process. I think it's an 18 to 24-month process. And then I think it never stops. But I think, you know, it takes that long to get everybody on the same page. New guys come in that kind of you recruit them with that mentality. You know, the guys that have been here for a little while, that they kind of have a different way of thinking. You know, all those type of things. I think it takes that long. And then there's nothing more important than it. And so you have to work on it every day. But to change how you want it is really a lot of work.
Thanks very much for your comment.
You got it.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions? Last chance. All right, hearing none, that's it. Chris, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.